Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Out on your operation, you know the importance of planning ahead. But there still lies a scary field of unknowns, including costly nitrogen loss that can strike from any angle. But N-Edge Pro protects it on every level to fight nitrogen loss while giving your crops an advantage you'll notice come harvest. Protect your nitrogen above and below ground with N-Edge Pro from CHS. Learn more at chsagronomy.com/N-Edge Pro.
Superior Livestock proud to present their 2024 Gulf Coast Classic coming up on Thursday, Friday, April 18th and 19th. 76,500 head will sell over the 2 days on Superior's YouTube channel, Dish Network channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 8 a.m. start time both days. All the details and the video catalog available at SuperiorLivestock.com. For information, give them a call, 800-422-2117. The Gulf Coast Classic, details at SuperiorLivestock.com.
Checking in this week with OSU crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson. Anderson says crop prices are still trading at a pretty narrow range.
Look at wheat prices. They've been trading from $5 to $5.50 in the last couple weeks. They've narrowed that up to about a 20 to 25 cent price range, and just moving sideways. Look at corn. Corn was trading in a 440 to 450 range. It widened that out a couple weeks ago to 435 to 455, but that's still a narrow range, and it's sideways prices, just like wheat. On soybeans, they're really in a narrow range for beans. I mean, $11 to $11.25, and for all, it's down. Bean prices are down now near around that $11, but still in that narrow range. The one thing we know that's going to happen, we just don't know when it's going to happen, but something's going to happen to get these prices moving again.
He also said the market's watching those planted acre numbers.
Came out a couple of weeks ago. They're watching crop conditions. Our wheat crop's in significantly better condition than it was this time last year. Slightly lower acres. They're watching the weather. You look at the long-term weather, the 90-day forecast. It's for about average moisture and above average temperatures. So the market's concerned about that. There's some talk about it in northwestern Oklahoma and western Kansas about it getting dry and the wheat under stress. One report said that we were switching from El Nino. Switching from wet to dry, and some people are concerned about that. There's always Russia. Two reports this week, just under 3.4 billion and just under 3.5 billion bushels. A lot of wheat expected to be produced by Russia and put on the market.
Anderson gives this advice on when farmers should think about selling.
It's obvious. You look at average wheat prices from 2009 through 2023, calculate your monthly average price, and then your average price for the June through August time period. You look at this chart, it's obvious that you should sell your wheat. Unless you can predict prices, you should sell your wheat in the June, July, and August time period. I look at from the average June, July, August period, it's a 20 cent drop to the average September price, and it goes down from there the rest of the year. These prices are for harvest prices for June, July, and August. On out, we've got 5 cents per month storage in them. Our average was 583, and it's that throughout June, July, and August. That's when to pull the trigger.
To hear more from crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson on his weekly show, SunUp, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news. Be sure to check out the upcoming BigIron.com online auction Tuesday, May the 21st, featuring Donald Yost Estate. There's going to be plenty of well-maintained pieces for bid in Kingfisher, Oklahoma, including a 2018 John Deere quad-track tractor, a 2018 John Deere four-wheel drive tractor, a 2023 Ram 2500 Longhorn Crew Cab pickup, and much, much more. No reserves and all items are lien-free, so go register to place your bids today at BigIron.com. Big Iron Auctions, rural connections, respected values, and real deals. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.